My name is Moira, and I'm 14.
My name is Yaire, and I'm 14 too.
You never really imagine an eighth grader getting pregnant. It's usually like high schoolers, but
these girls were eighth graders when we were seventh graders, and these girls were pregnant.
I tried to imagine what it would be like finishing middle school pregnant. High school's hard enough, and starting off with the baby, it's even harder.
Because now that we're choosing our classes and stuff, it's like
really stressful.
I know, because like you don't know what to choose and you're scared to going, and like with the baby, another responsibility, I think that's like big.
I have biology. I'm in walking class, so it doesn't even matter.
To find out more about all of this, we decided to go to Fairview and interview some of the teen moms there.
We went to the teen parenting program at Fairview to interview some girls, and we got to interview Tatiana and Sonia.
Okay, so how old are you guys?
I'm Tatiana. I'm 17.
Oh, I'm Sonia, and I'm 16.
When I went to Fairview, I interviewed Tatiana because I've known her for a long time. She was friends with my brother, so I thought it would be easier to have a normal conversation with her. And talking to Sonia was pretty much the same. That was the first time I met her, but it was still a normal conversation.
How old were you guys when you got pregnant?
I was 15.
I was 15 too.
Tatiana is 3 years older than us. Her daughter is, I think, 2, because she had her daughter at 15 and she's 17 now.
So was this a planned pregnancy?
Tatiana answered first.
Mine was planned.
Mine wasn't.
Why'd she laugh?
I don't know.
I think she was nervous because it's not every day that someone comes up to you and starts asking you questions like, when did you get pregnant? How are you doing? And stuff like that.
I guess she was being brave because she did seem a little nervous, but throughout the interview, she gets more confident.
What was your experience when you guys told your parents?
My mom started crying, but then that same day she took me shopping for baby clothes.
That's Sonia. She was the one who didn't have the planned pregnancy. That's kind of funny because it's like, oh, I'm crying. Okay, let's take you shopping. It's kind of like a reliever though at the same time because the moment is so intense and then you just could just like go relieve it with some shopping, having fun, actually being happy for having the baby.
Yeah.
She didn't exactly tell us if the tears were like tears of sadness or joy or anything. She just started crying.
Then Sonia, the one with the surprise pregnancy, talked about the reaction of the rest of the family.
I know, Leah, make it 2 months.
My dad was okay with it. My sisters ignored me for like 6 months.
When I heard her say her sisters ignored her, I thought that was sad.
My mom told them that I was getting really bad depression and they felt bad because I was there for them when they had their babies because they had them when they were teenagers too. So they felt bad.
Why would they ignore her if they had babies too? They made mistakes. It's not like she's the first one.
I have a sister named Areli. She's in sixth grade. If I had a baby, I wouldn't want Areli to get pregnant. I would want her to learn from my mistake so she could move on with her life and not have kids.
You're not going to ignore her because she did it, are you?
Well, no, but it's like...
So well, you're going to help her.
I would support her, but at the same time, I'd be disappointed in her because my mom and I always talk to her about it, even though it's awkward for her. I talk about, like, sex and whatnot. Yeah. Okay, so after Sonia told us about her experience telling her family or how they took it, Tatiana, the one with the planned pregnancy, she told us how her family took it.
My mom ignored me for 3 months.
It's sad that her mom would actually stop talking to her. I don't think it's a big enough deal to stop talking to your daughter for a long time just because she got pregnant.
My daughter has, like, the hiccups.
What took for your mom to finally start talking to you?
When I told her that I didn't want her in the baby's life.
That's when she
decided to talk to me.